Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. It's Dijon back at it with another one. Let's do the wellness check again. How are you doing mentally? How are you doing spiritually? How are you doing physically? How are you doing emotionally? Let's even add this. How are you doing financially? You know what I mean? Let's try to cover all bases and factors. Right now, you're going to hear me a little brainstorming because I'm trying to figure out which one to go with. As far as topics, all right, I wanted to get this. So remember I said that all the last couple topics have been related. I'm going to start with this one. So this one came again. Remember when I had COVID, I'm telling you, all I had was time to think, time to reflect, and just kind of analyze, go deep within and just start thinking stuff. So for some reason, the topic of, you know, all I know, which was originally going to be the name of this episode, which is, you know, how we grow up in life and we adapt to certain situations mainly for survival, depending on what kind of environment or just how, like, what kind of mind frame you're in. And that's one of the quickest things when people don't know something or they haven't learned or they keep applying old ways of dealing with a situation, they say, this is all I know. That was one. The second one was, I had seen, I don't know if it's Lizzo or who it was, but I think they did some kind of ad, and it was a Nike commercial talking about something, and I read the comment, and in the comment, it said, we need to stop normalizing, I think, obesity. And I was sitting there and I was like, that's actually right. And I felt like those topics were hand in hand for the simple fact is that people eat in the same order. Like, this is the food I grew up on. Again, this is all I know. So I sat there and I kept thinking, and then stuff started to click for me a little bit different. So this is how I came up with what I'm about to talk about today, which the overall message is really about, you know, you have to unlearn some things and relearn some things ultimately in life, which led to coping mechanisms and all these different types of issues. So that's really what the main point of this whole episode is going to be. Coping, right? Coping mechanisms and things of that nature. Sorry for the fumble and the stumbling right now. Because I noticed, like, you know, I make this comment that, you know, after a certain age, I started learning to cope, honestly, with drugs, right? That's one way of looking at it. Other people, I've noticed, even cope with relationships, or they cope with, like, in an emotional sense. And when you look at when they developed, 9 times out of 10, it started from a very young age. What do I mean? So if we look at, let's take it, some problem with people being overweight, one of the things about food is that it's comforting. And then most of our food, like, you know, and especially in the Black community, comfort food, not good for you. Soul food, high fats, high sodium, all these different things. And I recently spoke to a guy at the gym. He's a, you know, like a heavy set dude. He just lost 2 friends to high blood pressure. He himself has high blood pressure. And when I ask him, how do you eat? You know, it might be like smothered pork chops and different things that are, again, high in fat, high in sodium. And people struggle even when you considering that. Like, I look at it like this. You either eat for life or you eat for death, because that's ultimately what you're doing. When you're feeding yourself, I look at food as a form of alchemy, right? Alchemy, some people just figure it's like turning a material into gold or something like the transformation. But ultimately, I look at life as that too. You either eat for life or you eat for death. When I say that you need to change, or I didn't say this, one thing about as we progress through life, we have to adapt to the new situation. Some of our old ways of thinking, some of our old habits may be applicable to a certain extent, but in other times you have to actually take that same knowledge or unlearn that so you adjust to your new situations, because you're no longer that same person. If you progress in a certain way, you're no longer in them same environment and things of that nature. And that's why I bring this up. So if you know that the diet that you're eating isn't helping you and is now becoming a hindrance or even your death sentence, and you're going to doctors, they're putting you on pills, they're giving you recommended diets, they're doing it for your health and also for life. You know, think longevity. That's one thing that I didn't have a concept of when I was younger. I had the scarcity mindset in a sense that before 25, you have this thought that, man, you know, like they tell us in the community, you can hear it in songs, it's a blessing to see 25. I remember at one point in time, like they'll start calling you an OG at 25, 28, right? Just because you were able to survive and make it to that long. Most people don't. It's a blessing to make it to see 18. It's a blessing to make it to 21. It's a blessing to see your child grow. It's a and these are things that are part of life. But we have death and fear on our mind so much that that becomes the cloud and disrupt like a normal way of thinking, a normal pattern of thinking. So as we progress, we keep thinking backwards and we keep going backwards and moving in the same direction, using the same habits that got us to the place and current situation that we're in. Sometimes we expect different results as if that's going to be possible, which is not. The all I know part came from, you know, I talk to certain homies and I tell them I have a habit of scanning around the situation whenever I'm talking to people. So sometimes even when I've noticed dudes don't really trip off it as much as kind of women, because they don't think that I'm paying attention to them, or, you know, sometimes, you know, a little insecurity might come out and they might be like, oh, I might be checking out women. And I tell them, no, like I have been sucker punched one time. That shit was, I'm not going to lie, I laughed that dude that did it because he didn't drop me. But it's that thought of like, I got to make sure I see who's approaching me and just checking my surroundings, even in safe settings or settings that are supposed to be safe. Why? Because that's something that I've learned and had to develop to grow in the environment and the situations that I have been in throughout my life. I still park backwards when I go to certain places because in case something happens, I got to be ready to take off and pull off. Talking to another male at the gym, and we were talking about kids, and I don't remember if I brought this up about, I think I may have did it in one of the relationship questions or relationship episodes I was talking to a dude, and like after my brother asked me, you know, how am I raising my daughter? Am I raising her to be a wife and all that stuff? So when I posed this question to another black male who has kids, he was like, man, that's crazy. He started going into it and he said, you know what? I got a son. I'm raising my son so he won't kill your son or he won't abuse your daughter. And I'm like, damn, that's dope. That's deep. I definitely understand it. So I bring this up to one of my spiritual teachers, Arjuna, which you can check him out. Cool dude. He got a boot camp coming up. If I remember, I'll put his link or email or IG so you could go check him out. He's a real good dude on a different level, and I think he's offering a special, but just check out his page. And when I posed him to him, he asked this question. He was like, he felt what I was understanding because, again, his background, similar background. And he was like, but why are we doing that? Why is he thinking that way? Because is he raising his son in that environment? Isn't he past that? He's already preparing his son for those kind of situations that he may never be in. So when I bring up this topic of unlearning and relearning, this is partly why, because I understand we pass down our oppression. We pass down our trauma, and it may not be intentional. We look at it as survival tactics. The what if, right? Not the what if things go right, but what if things go wrong? Me being like, of course, I want my daughter to fight. I'm not going to force her to do it. She's actually into it already. No lie, my daughter's a full-fledged gangster, but at the age of 4. But he was even saying, like, you don't have to impose it, because what if she's not into that? Don't turn them into something that they're not. And I get that. And I know that some of you guys are like, well, man, they got to, you know, got to get ready so they don't got to stay ready, or stay ready so they don't got to get ready. I understand that mentality. But if we're talking about, like, I know some people that's taking their kids and they're not living the same lifestyle that they use for. So I get the survival tactic part of it because it's like preparation. But if we're not putting them in them same environments, we should be preparing them for their environment in which they're in so that they can succeed that way. And when I say pass down the oppression part, again, there's a book called Post-Traumatic Slave Syndrome, PTSD, in that sense, from Dr. Joyce DeGruy, where she brings up how, you know, as Black family, we don't allow our children to just wander off. Like, say, at the bank, and I remember growing up where my mama said, you have to stay close. Don't just go wandering off, right? What other one could I say? It's just different things. And when you say that you pass down oppression, like, some of it, being real about our situation is different from preparing them from the hurt and pain that we went through. Yes, there's going to be a time where we have to explain that the world isn't equal. There is no sense of the word fair. The universe doesn't know fair. Equality is different, right? Equals different, even if we look at it, because some people's version of equality is different. But as we progress, as we change, as new life settings put us in new places, we should adapt to them. Because as I mentioned in the last one, we can't sit there and use some of the same tactics, especially like physical. Like, if you grew up in a rough neighborhood, you may have had to fight. If you felt like you weren't being heard, you become argumentative, you become dominating because you've been dominated for so long. If you're on the opposite receiving, you become passive, you become more friendly, you let things slide because you just want to get along so you can avoid the confrontations. But those gotten you only so far. So if you look at where you're stuck in life, or see that things aren't going the way that you would like them to go, you have to take a step back and look at what behaviors, what habits, what mindset is hindering you from achieving and going to that next level. You follow me? Because they got you to where you're at, but they might not get you to where you really want to go in life. And that's what this is about. Unlearning so that you can relearn. I'll take it in a different way. In my current relationships, you know, I've been reflective and going back. One of the things that I notice is that I joke around a lot. I come from a family that jokes. My aunts talk shit. I talk shit. So I'm used to that. I'm used to seeing women like that. But not all women are built like that. So when I make jokes, I know I have a tendency and a habit of going maybe overboard. Because if I make you laugh, or if it's funny to me, I may keep going on. But I noticed that it wasn't getting me the results that I wanted. And it took me this long to catch on to that. So if what I'm doing is not getting me my results, then what has to change? Not necessarily the person, because I like the person for who they were, not because they could take a joke. And that doesn't mean I have to stop making the jokes, right? It just means either, of course, I have to make them in good taste, as all people should, in my opinion. But it's like just knowing that boundary of when to stop. Understanding and being aware of that person's space, that person's comfortability, that person's background. Maybe they grew up different. We pass down our traumas. We do. We pass down our traumas to other people because that pain makes us not want to have the other person go through it, and we adapt mentally to it. We adapt emotionally to it. We adapt, I ain't going to necessarily spiritually, we even adapt physically. I've seen kids that got bullied hit that weight room, come back harder than ever, and then either go back and bully the people that bullied them, or they just don't take nothing from nobody. And then when they get somebody they love, or they get around certain people, they use that same mentality. Even if they progress and they have changed, wherever you're at in life, blessing. Life is beautiful. Acknowledge it. But you're going to have to unlearn some things and relearn some things to get you to that next step, that next level. Because even when we're talking about success, the homie grew up on the south side of Sac. I mentioned before, shout out to my boy Hefe, who is now a business owner. Some people got at him I think it was on, like, leaving reviews about his business, and you could tell that they were scams and fakes because he's good with faces, familiar. And, you know, with Yelp, they leave pictures, and he could tell who the person was. And instantly, when he seen it, it ran him hot, and he slipped back. And he was like, man, I'm about to get at these people XYZ and do it this way. You know, I'm about to blow up. Like, bro, I'm about to, you know, like, he was prepared for war. Understand that all battles are not meant to be fought the same. You people don't say all battles are not meant to be fought the same. So because he's at a new level, first of all, the people who did it to him, I'm telling them, like, bro, that stuff petty. It is. You could get at him at a different way. Did they stop your hustle? Did they stop your flow of business? That just shows you that they, I don't want to call them an enemy, but your competitors, your ops, they afraid of you, B. They mad at your success. That's not your problem. That's their problem. So you continue doing you and being the best businessman that you can be, because if you revert to the tactics that they use, or you go a little step further and go out of board, what gain did you get from that? Which flips to another one when we talk about vengeance and revenge. People think that karma, and I touched on this, people think that karma is about getting the same act reciprocated on a person who was the offender, right? The victim will know that they'll get their just due because the universe will inflict the same pain on them. No, karma's about the energy that you keep going, like that you put out there, good or bad, however you want to look at it. Hence, when a person affects you in a negative way, you have two options, maybe even three. You can sit there and make peace with it, right? And do nothing and let that energy go. You could pass that energy, or you could use that energy and turn it into something positive. Do you peep what I'm saying? Because vengeance, I've talked to some people that have done some things, and there's a couple of other ones that I want to ask. Because, you know, street laws, especially when, like, gangbanging, like, gangbangers damnly a religion. And that eye for eye stuff is one of the commandments. But I've seen people seek vengeance and revenge, and none of them have ever seemed like they were at peace. And I wish that I could get, if I could get somebody on here to speak on that, or even if you're feeling this part, tap in, comment, do something, right? Do something, because I really want to see. You lost a friend, maybe to gun violence, and y'all got him back. Or maybe it's different. Like I said, I think if there's no lives lost, or no lives lost, that's different. Like, if we get into fighting, you with me, and I come back and I whoop you, I'll be at peace with that. But when you lose a friend or something like that, that hurt doesn't go away. Why? Because that person is no longer here in a physical state. So vengeance isn't always the answer how you think it is. Plus, what you focus on, you get. So now all you have is the karma that they inflicted on you, that negative karma, because apparently that person wasn't in a good place in themselves. So what did they do? They passed that on to you. So now all you can sit there and think about is revenge, murder. And then those people, nobody always wants to settle score with just one person. Remember that saying, you kill one of us, we kill two of y'all. Y'all kill two of us, we kill six of y'all. Like, and the number keeps going and going and going. An eye for an eye world leaves the world blind. Straight up. So we need to stop and take a time to reflect and stop passing the trauma. The point of this, it would be, is healing. I'm not sitting there, like, I can't really preach forgiveness. I've said it on more than one episode. I'm from Grudgeville, USA. Don't get me wrong. With that being said, this is when we talk about boundaries. We talk about mainly boundaries in certain aspects. But forgiveness is never really for the other person. It is for you, because it gives you peace of mind. And I'm not sitting there saying if somebody does, because I know that takes time. But you have to unlearn some things to relearn, because you can't apply the same methods and habits that got you to a certain level. You are no longer the same person that you used to be. Reflect on that. Be grateful for that. Life is beautiful. Life is precious. Life is not guaranteed to you. Life can end for you tomorrow. Life can begin for you today. For those who deal with something about, like, you feel like the world has been shorthanded, or you got the short end of the stick, but you progressed and you made it despite of that thinking pattern has to be unlearned. So you could relearn that mindset of abundance, that mindset of peace, that mindset that, you know what, this is who I was. These are the things that I went through. I acknowledge them. I still have somewhat of an emotional tie, but that's not what's holding me back. Because ultimately what's going to hold you back is who you are, how you think, how you behave. Because all of those are in accordance. Sorry for the slip up. So that was like, that's what I wanted to lead is. I called it trauma for trauma. Because we trade traumas for traumas. Like I said, let's go back again. I could put it on a different level. So me, I became emotionally numb as a way of protecting myself. And when I did start to feel something later on in life, people didn't introduce it to me for these reasons, but I developed the habits of using for those reasons. So now I traded the emotional trauma for a physical trauma in the form of an addiction. Those who use emotional people, I know people who get out of relationships and because they have that feeling of being insecure, self-worth, the fear of not being loved and not being good enough, bounce in and out of relationships because of those reasons. Trauma for trauma. Because now you're getting a new habit. You're using codependency of people. You'll drain that other person and then you'll make peace with it. From an irrational sense, develop a new relationship based on those same old irrational thoughts, and then wonder why that we keep cycling and going into the same patterns. It's not the people. It's not the environment at this point, at least not the physical. It's probably the spiritual and the mental. So the main piece about this being, make peace with yourself. Make peace with the other person. Forgive yourself. Forgive the other person when you're ready and as best as you can. Tomorrow ain't promised. Today ain't even fully promised, depending on when you listen to it. Because I've been noticing that people been dying all around. And that's something tough to get through, especially on an emotional level. But as we age, that comes with it. We didn't notice as kids that this is what we signed up for. On a spiritual level, right? We signed up for life, which means we signed up for death. It's something that we're going to have to accept and get through. There's nothing to fear. And don't let fear impede or stop you. Thank you for listening to OTR Off the Rip. Like, follow, subscribe. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all.